Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and Ashley Wilhams over at Harvard Business School reports that if you are self-reporting as being time famished, having no time, it's just as bad for your happiness as being unemployed. That's why it's important to have intentional margins. Not only do you get to do the priorities that matter most to you instead of continuing to check the box on the never-ending to-do list, it also brings an awareness that you actually do have time to do what matters most. If you work 40 hours a week and you sleep 7 hours a night, you have roughly 79 hours in the week to do other things. I mean, you're spending that time doing something, but what if that time was spent more aligned with your priorities? Wilhams calls this feeling of having enough time, time affluence. It's not about the objective amount of time you have. It's about the subjective sense that you have some time. And it's even more critical for our well-being and happiness that we have time for what matters. Since this theory is a subjective measure of how much time we think we have, it means you can hack time affluence without objectively giving yourself more time. We all know there are only 24 hours in a day, so no matter how good we get at multitasking, it's still 24 hours. You don't necessarily need to clear the calendar to feel more time affluent. It's identifying your priorities and creating that intentional margin. I invite you to think about something you want to have more time of in your life. And then look at your calendar for this week and see if there's a way to either sneak in that time or plan for that time. We're not taking a grand vacation. We're talking about reading a book that you've been meaning to pick up or calling that friend you've lost touch with. If you want a little accountability, pop on over to social and let me know what you decide to make your intentional margin for this week. We're over at Everyday Happiness with Katie. And remember, kindness is contagious.